7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and as always on the morning after the meeting, we get a recap from Greenwich Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us a recap of last night's meeting.
Sure. So first item on the agenda was Deanna Kirkpatrick Stackpole. It's a coastal application at 46 Cariglia Drive for a new house. This application was seen earlier in the year as a preliminary, went away, came back with revisions, and last night was approved with conditions. Next on the item, another application that may look familiar is 31 Prospect Street. It's a conversion to a two-family with parking in the front yard, which requires a site plan approval from the commission. This was denied earlier in the year because of the design and just maybe a little bit incomplete information for the commission to consider. Applicant is back to address those issues and discuss it again with the commission. Still some questions about the way the function of the parking would work and how the screening is going to effectively screen the parking space in the front yard. So that item was left open to address comments. Number three on our agenda, Central Middle School. I'll just say we were happy to announce that it has been approved after several meetings and several months of discussion. Commission voted 4-1 in favor of the application. So next day phases is on to all the various permits and approvals from the state and local permitting for construction. And hopefully some of that will be starting maybe even as soon as this summer. But big news and kudos to the building committee for putting together a project like this. So next was 103 Mason Street. This was has been on before. It's a tear down for a new three-story, seven-unit residential structure on the corner of Mason and Lewis. And the application still had some outstanding issues with the fire marshal's office. And that left the commission feeling that they needed to wait a little bit and left the item open. So that'll be continued to another meeting. Similarly sounding results for 32 Field Point. This is a 6110, section 6110 of our local regulations. That is our local moderate affordable unit provision, so not 830G. There's a magnificent Victorian building on the front, and these units would be built in a separate structure behind. A few nits and nats from the fire marshal's office regarding access and location of electric vehicle chargers and fire suppression, left open for consideration so those can get addressed at a later date. Number six, Putnam Indian Field School, was postponed before the meeting, so no discussion there. Seven and eight are the same property, just different application types. This is regarding 6 Neal Lane. This is the offices of DeAndrea Engineering. If any of you have had surveying or engineering work done in town, likely they're one of the places you've solicited for professional help. They were looking to rezone a portion of their property. Their rear backyard, for lack of a better word, is zoned residential. And while their office is obviously in a business zone, they needed to revise their parking area, and commercial parking is not a permitted use in the residential zone. So they decided to extend ask the commission to extend the business zone boundary to cover the parking lot. The commission was in favor of that decision. Along with that is an expansion of their current offices, and that is the final site plan and special permit application. They're looking to just do some improvements to the building and add to the back, have some much-needed space for the business venture there. And the commission approved that with modifications. Number nine was the Franson Residence at 68 Deerfield. This is a two-lot subdivision, two oversized lots in the R12 zone with 15% open space. The existing house is in the area where the proposed open space is going to be, and the applicant has not yet provided a restoration plan for that open space and how it's going to be converted into that post division of the lot property and removal of the building. So those issues were paramount to the commission's decision, and they decided to leave it open, and that will be coming back at another meeting. Next, we had 76 Cackham Wood, a large home in Cackham Wood area. They have a lot of discussion about the front driveway, a lot of impervious area where the Conservation Commission had asked to save some of the mature trees by rerouting that driveway. The applicant provided some alternative routes for that entry drive. Commission took them under advisement and approved the application with conditions. And then we had three pre-application discussions last night. First was Berkeley Insurance Company is purchasing property at 444 through 59 Davenport and 537 to 545 Steamboat Road. That is an older office building just down the street from their current facility, opposite from Delamar, if you're familiar with Steamboat. First time we're seeing this, it's going to be a merged property situation and a new office building with parking being proposed. Commission had concerns about what is facing the residential neighbors on Davenport. If you're familiar with Davenport, it's a high road up behind the back, and what's going to be seen, how big of a change is that going to be, and how the look of the building sort of blends with the architecture of mostly the new, but some of the old stuff that's on Steamboat Road. Some of the newer buildings have been quite attractive and contribute to the streetscape, and the commission wanted to make sure that this building also does the same. The next application, and I have to correct this, it's Sage and Sound is the name of the business, not Sage and Sage. It is a wellness type business, and they're looking to go into the plaza at the top of Millbank and the corner of East Putnam. It is going to have a mix of some restaurant use, so there'd be some food service in addition to some of these therapy wellness type activities. So it needs a special permit and thus a pre-app first. So the commission heard all about the project last night. And then next, Burning Tree Country Club is the next country club in town to upgrade some facilities, this one being their pool and racket club area, just not up to par, I guess, with the other clubs in town, and needs a little shine and revamping. So the commission heard this proposal for the first time. Again, needs a special permit, so therefore pre-app's required first, and that was discussed last night.
Okay. Election of officers. Did you ever get around to that again?
We did not. We had another absence, unfortunately, from one of our members, sort of emergency situation. So we were intending to, but did not. So stay tuned, I guess.
Okay. Now, before we get to the next meeting, you mentioned the vote on Central Middle School was 4-1. The one who opposed, what was that based on? Do you know?
It was mostly on the architecture and siting of the building. I think if all the factors that go into the decision-making for relocating or replacing, I should say, the school, I think they would have agreed, if everything was off on the table, that the location was probably not the number one space to put the building. And the way the building, I think there's some strong feelings, including the ARC and other members of the public, that the building is unique looking and not maybe traditional in the sort of the way that we think of schools. So that was, you know, the just the sense that the architecture didn't get as much attention perhaps as it was needed, and one of our members wanted to express that on the record. So,
all right. So when is the next meeting, and what's on the agenda?
Next meeting, June 25th. We have a lot of stuff coming back, obviously, from this meeting. We'll also be discussing a subdivision in Belhaven at 60 Field Point Circle. It's a reorganization of two lots there. We will have a few businesses on Greenwich Avenue, changes from one use to another that's going to require special permits. We may also have 6 and 10 Glenville Street back. That's the mill property. And there will be a few two families on South Water Street, 185 and 195 South Water. they're looking to redevelop those into newer two-unit properties. And that's about it.
All right. But is that going to be the last meeting before summer break, or meeting in July at all?
No, we do. We meet all the way until August. Charter requires us to meet once a month, so we try to meet that first week of August and then give 4 weeks off between that and September after Labor Day. So that will be, quote-unquote, the summer break will be August.
Fantastic. Pat, as always, thanks very much for your time, and have a great day.
Thank you, Tony.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, on last night's P&Z meeting.